We're going to learn about something now called solar sailing. Yesterday, a group of space enthusiasts successfully unfurled a solar sail. They say it could someday propel spacecraft to other worlds. NPR's Jeff Brumfield has our sailing lesson.
Sailing in space is not like sailing on Earth. There's no wind to speak of, but there is plenty of light.
Solar sails take advantage of sunlight, which shines all the time.
Bill Nye heads the Planetary Society, a nonprofit that wants to explore the solar system on a budget. Sunlight is cheap. Free, actually. And when it bounces off something shiny, the shiny thing moves. That's solar sailing. The Planetary Society's new spacecraft is called LightSail. It was designed to be smaller than a loaf of bread. Folded inside were four sails of shiny mylar, the stuff balloons are made of.
They deploy from this little box to a thing bigger than your living room.
At least in theory. When it launched in May, LightSail had problems with its software and batteries. Then it started to tumble out of control. Late last night, mission managers had just minutes to command the sails to open.
A sail Mary pass. That's my interpretation.
But it looks like it worked.
Oh man, I was just elated.
This version of LightSail won't go anywhere using sunlight. It was just to see if the mylar panels could unfurl in space. Next year, the Society hopes to launch a second version that will actually be able to do some sailing. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.